mother scared.
Well, see, that's what done it. I can swim, but I'm afraid of water.
Yeah.
If I get my head under there, I know I'm going to die.
Yeah, that's...
I got a phobia for it. And my oldest brother one time wrapped me up when I was about 5 or 6 years old in a quilt and sat down on me, and I couldn't breathe, and I was out of oxygen, and I couldn't see nothing, and I knew I was going to die. But about that time, he unrolled me, and I just, like a cigarette, I rolled out on the ground and started breathing. Mm. Well, you know what that did to me?
What?
I have claustrophobia.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's sad, you know, and... That's what, you know, when you're little, that's what causes all these symptoms.
Yeah.
When you're little, be careful with them.
Yeah.
Don't do that. And, you know,
and brothers and sisters can be the meanest things
sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know what he did that for. And I tried to say something. I couldn't even make a sound. And he just took that quilt and just jerked it. And I just rolled like that and rolled. As soon as I hit air, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you're okay. But
I was blacked out under there. You know, I was practicing.
And you remembered it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
And now I have claustrophobia.
Huh.
I can't sit in the theater unless I'm sitting on the end of the seat. Two people on each side of me, I can't get my breath.
Yeah.
I'm choking just like that.
My husband has an aunt who's that way, and she doesn't have, on the inside of her house, she doesn't have any doors. None of the rooms have doors, you know. And she's like that. She has to sit on the end of the pew in church. And,
mm-hmm.
and
I can't sit in three people in the car, either. You know, I have to be on
the
end? There used to be three. I can, but I get out of breath. Being afraid of animals, and you cause your children to be afraid of things.
That's true.
I'm afraid of a snake. See, they scared me of the snake when I was little.
Oh, really? What'd they do?
Well, they just throw them on you, you know, dead ones and all that.
Ooh.
Snake. Holler snake, throw them at snake's no harm in a snake, see. You make harm out of them because you're afraid of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Mama's mother had a pet snake slipped in the bed with her.
Really?
They say, and then Mom said that snake followed everywhere she went.
It was like a dog.
Yeah, and he'd sleep on the pillow, you know, by her every morning. There'd be the snake.
That's the funniest thing I ever heard.
Oh, yeah, you pet them, and they wouldn't, they no harm in them.
Well, I'm not, I wonder what kind of snake it was.
I don't, it might have been a chicken snake. I guess it's a chicken.
That's a pretty big snake, eh?
Oh, yeah, they get big.
Good type.
And it just loved her.
Isn't that funny?
She talked to it and everything. They say a snake can't hear. Snake can hear you talking to him. You call him by his name. Just like a dog, he knows who you're talking to.
Isn't that funny?
Science doesn't got a lot, I think, to learn.
You know, I was down at, my husband and I were down in New Braunfels last weekend. And we went on a raft down the river. We had lots of really
you're
nice.
You're not afraid of water.
No.
Yes, it's
10:04. There's some more stuff I need to ask you about this house and stuff. I want to find out some more about, you know, the kind of houses you lived in and the kind of crops and stuff they raise around here. And, you know, I'm not anywhere near through. Can I come back sometime when it's convenient?
Yeah,
for you?
Yeah, I'll come up and meet you where you want.
Okay, well,
You're going to be here next week?
Yeah, I can come up tomorrow. Are you busy on Saturday?
Well, I need to be.
Okay, well, I mean, I can come whenever, you know.
I want changed and the car located, and I don't know
what
I
can,
you know.
Yeah. What's a good time? What about Sunday?
We pick okra here the other day. We didn't pick. We pick okra Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon, I don't do nothing much now. Not that now.
Okay, that's a good time for me.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday afternoon. Where could I meet you?
Well, where do you want me to meet you?
Well, I gotta come from Dallas, so, you know, any place fine me. If you tell me how to get there, I can come out to your place.
Well, you wouldn't want to go out there. It's too far. I've got a lot of pet dogs. They'd probably make more noise.
Really?
Oh, I've got dogs.
I have two dogs.
I've got...
Crazy dog.
Oh, well.